Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Pope Benedict on Wednesday mentioned the week of prayer for Christian unity, which begins Friday. My Italian colleague, Gianni Peduto, asked the president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper, for a comment on the theme for this centenary year. Let's listen.
How is this centenary of the week of prayer for Christian unity being marked?
Yes, the movement of Christian unity is a movement of prayer since its very beginning, and therefore this week of prayer brought much more closer together the Christian of all denominations, of all churches all over the world. And I think that what we have today as fruits of ecumenism are fruit of prayer of many people. And so this year, when we celebrate the 100th anniversary, it's a synthesis of what happened in the last 100 years and also before by praying. And at the last analysis, this week of prayer goes back to the Cenacle of Jerusalem, where Jesus himself prayed that all may be one.
How did the idea for this week of prayer first come about in 1908, and how has the observance grown in participation since then?
First week of prayer, 100 years ago, was an initiative of Episcopalian, it means Anglican pastor, Paul Watson, but then the whole community of the Friars of Atonement became Catholic, and Pope Pius X then blessed this week of prayer, and then a French priest, Paul Couturier, gave a new direction to this week of prayer because he did not pray again for the return of the non-Catholics to the Catholic Church. He prayed for a unity, how Christ wants it. And I think that was an ecumenical impulse, which is very important.
Can you explain the significance of the theme chosen for this year's celebration of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity?
Yes, Jesus Christ prayed himself, and to do ecumenism means to make ours this prayer of Jesus, and we know by the Gospel that if we pray with him and in his name, we can be sure that this prayer is heard by God. And I think to pray for Christian unity is a prayer in and with Jesus Christ, and this is the most important aspect of ecumenism. Second Vatican Council said that spiritual ecumenism is the very heart of ecumenism, and also Pope John Paul II recommended always a prayer for church unity, because we cannot make the unity. The unity will be a gift of God to the church.
What do you feel are the main benefits that this week of prayer brings to both the Catholic Church and the other Christian denominations?
When we pray together, we have the feeling we belong together. We are believing in the same God, the same Jesus Christ, it's the same Spirit which brings us together. And so the main fruit of the week of prayer is that we feel more that we are brothers and sisters and the main Lord, Jesus Christ, and that the whole Spirit, the same Holy Spirit drives us towards full communion.
You were listening there to the president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper, speaking there to my colleague Gianni Peduto. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.